Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and/or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings, and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle, my devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. Today's subject is something that I believe everybody needs to get understanding on, because the subject is appreciation. Whether you're a person that just has a second nature ability to be that kind of person that expresses appreciation, or whether you're somebody that it doesn't come natural to. And that doesn't mean that one is good and one is bad. We're all made differently. Some people, it's just automatic in them. They're able to show appreciation and it's visible. Other people, showing appreciation is more something that comes out of relationship versus that verbal exchange. And I've experienced both. I've experienced people that are very easy and very comfortable with showing their appreciation either through giving a gift, sending a card, or verbal communication. And then I've experienced people that their appreciation is shown by how they live their life with you, be it a spouse, be it a family member, be it a friend. There are ways of showing appreciation that aren't necessarily considered tangible, something you get. It's something that you get to experience. And both are beautiful and both are God. So as we go into this podcast today, I want you to understand that the area of appreciation that I'm discussing is that verbal part. But I also want you to realize that the others are equally wonderful in God. So today, our appreciation is based on an experience that I had walking with the apostle. Appreciation is important to me. I'm that person that is more verbal. I send cards, I get little gifts, and I try to verbally let people know that I appreciate it. But what I also realized in being that is how I expected appreciation to be shown towards me, because that's how I was. Now, I want y'all to listen, because this really is something we all have to be aware of. Because I showed appreciation that way, I expected that same thing towards me from people that I did for. So I was having a conversation with Apostle one day, and I was explaining to her that I was really disappointed because I wasn't getting any appreciation from this person that I felt should have. And I was really upset about it. And her response, as only somebody that has the gift to call things into order as the apostle does, she looked at me and said, "Why are you letting it do that to you?" Now, I want to tell you, I was already feeling bad. And then when she said that to me, I was like, "I don't understand why you're asking me that." But I've learned in walking with the apostle that nothing is said without a reason. So I just let it go. And I said, "Okay, God, I don't understand, but I'm not going to hold that person accountable for not showing me appreciation, although I think they should have." Now see, there's the catch. That had a hold on me, even though I was trying to let it go. Later that month, Apostle was talking and taught on warped expectations. And in that, she shared a revelation about appreciation. Her comment was, "Don't expect it. Just don't expect it." Now, you have to understand, I'm sitting here listening, going, don't expect it. Okay. She said, "Because if you're doing it unto God, you shouldn't be expecting anything back from man." Now, right about there, I have to tell you, I was feeling convicted. Not condemned. Because if you are under somebody that loves God and loves what they do and are walking in a Spirit-led life, they will never let you feel condemned. I was convicted because I was like, that big thing that I thought I had done for that person, did I do that unto God? Really made me think about it. So as the apostle went on teaching, she said, warped expectations of appreciation will cause us to be bitter and stuck, hindered in our spiritual growth and making us unavailable to be used by God. And she went on to explain that if we are waiting for an appreciation or a reaction from man, it makes us be put on the shelf until we can get that right before God, before he can use us to do anything else. Well, I tell you, at that moment, the illumination and understanding of why she said what she said to me weeks earlier came back and made sense. Needless to say, it caused me to look and say, okay, I felt unappreciated because when I did what I did it with a warped expectation that that person would do something. Doesn't matter what you put on that. Doesn't matter whether you say that person would take me to dinner. It doesn't matter whether you say that person would tell everybody what a great thing you did for them. It doesn't matter what the warped expectation is. It is setting you up for it to be a hook in you that the enemy can pull on and make you feel some sort of way that you should not if you're doing it under God. So that teaching from the apostle that day made me change how I do and why I do for man. But what it also made me do, and this is what I encourage you to do. When you decide or you feel you need to do something for somebody, give yourself a little bit of margin. And what I mean by that is give yourself a little time between the time you think about it and the time you do it to make sure that what you're doing unto God and not doing it with any expectation outside of knowing you obeyed God. I'm an emotional-based person. I do things sometimes emotionally. I feel to do it, I do it, but then it leaves me in a situation now I have to sort out, okay, why did I do that? And should I have done that? But the teaching that Apostle did that day has made me go, I'm not going to do that. When I get that tug that says, oh, I want to do that, I pause. I give myself some margin and I go, am I doing this because you, God, are asking me to do this? And if I am, I need to make the decision before I move forward. I'm doing it without any what? Warped expectation. That, friends, has made me live such a more peaceful life. It has made me realize that God does use me and he will continue to use me, and I am grateful for that. But it's also taught me the value of Colossians 3:23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not man. My need for appreciation decreased and my peace increased as I grabbed a hold of that revelation from an apostle that day and began to apply it in my life. It's a process, people. If you're an emotionally based person like me and you like to show appreciation, it's a process to get it out of the emotional realm into the spiritual obedience realm. And then when you do it, you walk away clean. I encourage you to put yourself in that place of being able to not have warped expectations of man, but to be obedient to the Spirit. Until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.jane.com. fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.